أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله فالق الحب والنوى، يخرج الحي من الميت ومخرج الميت من الحي، ذلكم الله فأنى تؤفكون. فالق الإصباح وجعل الليل سكنا والشمس والقمر حسبانا، ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss, inshallah, ayat number 96 and 97 of Surah Al-An'am. From the beginning of the Surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about different aspects of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudrat. Allah Ta'ala's creation, creating darknesses, light. And in that way, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about the various aspects, and then in between, Allah Ta'ala spoke about Iman and Kufr. The last verse, Allah Ta'ala spoke about our standing in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Now Allah Ta'ala comes back to the Qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat for several verses, several ayat. One of the great Qudrats of Allah Ta'ala, the great power of Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَى. Certainly Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the one that splits the seed and also the date pit. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ. Allah spoke about the falling of leaves, something that was very apparent to us. Now here Allah Ta'ala takes us literally much deeper and much deeper into the ground, that when a farmer will do whatever he needs to do to plow the land and plant the seed, when he has covered that, the most and the best he will do after fertilizing and everything else, he would water that land in which he planted those seeds. What happens to those seeds, how it germinates, how the seed then splits, and how that little stem comes out, whose doings are all of that. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala here wants to show us that that is the Qudrat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. If we sometimes ponder over that little weak stem that comes out from beneath the ground, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala brings it up, and it has that energy, that strength to penetrate the earth and come out. If we try to take that very same stem, and rather even something that is stronger, take some a branch of a tree and try and take it and reverse the whole operation, try and put it from the top into the ground, just like that it would not go. This is that great Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, how that seed germinates, how the seed splits, how the little weak, feeble stem comes out. All of that is the doings and the Qudrat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala here speaks about two types of seeds. One is Hab, which is the general seed, and the other is Nawa. And here Allah Ta'ala wants to show the various different types of plants that come out. You will have those like that of wheat and maize and sugarcane, and then the others you will have of trees and date palms. All of that is the doings of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ. It is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that extracts from something that is live, al-mayyit, something that is dead. That is the doing of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that you have a chicken, and from that chicken you have an egg that hatches. That egg is totally, totally dead. And on the other hand, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, from that dead egg, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala extracts a chicken. And here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants to show life and death, all of it is in the hands of only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Some commentators have said, يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَمُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتِ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. That Allah Ta'ala extracts the living from the dead and the dead from the living. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's doing is of such a nature that from the semen of a great person, a believer in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sometimes makes his seed give birth to someone that can be the enemy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and on the other hand, from an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give birth to even a Nabi. And the incident we had before this of Azar, an enemy of Allah ta'ala, a worshipper of idols, a manufacturer of idols, from him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought Sayyiduna Ibrahim wa ala nabiyyina wa alihi salatu wa salam. So all of this is the qudrat and the power and the might of Allah. Dhalikum Allah, that is Allah. That is Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ground, in the depths of the ground, Allah ta'ala's work and craftsmanship carries on. In the womb of a woman, Allah ta'ala's craftsmanship and Allah ta'ala's qudrat and Allah's power and Allah's might is at work. And this is a continuous thing that is happening. It is not a phenomena that will happen once a century or once a decade. But this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah ta'ala says, فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. Where have you gone astray? Can you not see all of this? This great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالِقُ الْإِصْبَاحِ. If you could not see beneath the ground, if you could not see the example of a chick coming out of an egg, and an egg coming out of a hen, then Allah Ta'ala says, فَالِقُ الْإِصْبَاحِ. Allah is the cleaver, Allah Ta'ala is the one that splits al-isbah, the daylight. Isbah actually refers to the very early morning light. At the time, some ulama have stated Subah Kadib, that is before Subah Sadiq. Some have stated it is Subah Sadiq. But we see on the horizon, we see the split that happens. The darkness now splits into daylight. Who does all of this? Whose doings are all of this? This is what we see. But then on the other hand, if we look into it, the rotating of the earth, the movement of the sun, all of that, is that not a qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that insan is supposed to appreciate? وَجَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ سَكَنَا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the night a means of peace and rest. If Allah ta'ala did not make day and night, and there was continuous day or continuous night, how would man be able to create the routines that people have? Animals would be sleeping whenever, human beings will have to sleep whenever, and there would have never been a routine. By bringing night, and Allah Ta'ala created sakan, Allah Ta'ala created this peace, people sleep at night, animals sleep at night, there is total rest and peace, and obviously then the darkness becomes conducive to that rest, and everyone would agree that the sleep of the night is far better than the sleep of the day. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us this great qudrat, and insan cannot see that. وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ حُسْبَانَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that created the sun and the moon, husbana, as measurements, for us to take the cue with regards to our dates and our times. Allah ta'ala uses two of Allah ta'ala's creations, shams, like how we have in our daily calculation of our daily ibadat, our salat is calculated by the movement of the sun, fajr at certain time, zuhar, asr, maghrib, isha, all of that is calculated around the movement of the sun before sunrise, after zawal, before sunset, after the darkness of the horizon has appeared, and all of that. And together with that, Allah Ta'ala says, wal qamar, and then the rest of your calculations insofar as your months are concerned, your fasting, your zakat, your hajj, all of that is calculated through the movement of the moon, and that again is a very great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Dhalika taqdeerul azizil alim. And that is the determination, the determined measurement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can alter the movement of the sun, no one can alter the movement of the moon. All of that is the calculation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al aziz, Allah who is almighty, he has power over all of this. And Al-Aleem, Allah Ta'ala who is all-knowing. And in the ilm of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala created this entire system and this entire nizam of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.